well, happy Father's Day to everyone once again. You know, I was thinking about this, and I love the labels we put on things in this day and age. I just realized that my dad was a girl dad, because there were four of us girls and my mother, and no boys in the house but him. So I thought I'd look it up just to see, you know, what's the modern definition of a girl dad. So what I found was it said this: a girl dad is about working to make the world better for you girls. A girl dad plays princesses, does hair, gives manicures, but he also teaches his daughters how to fish and play sports. However, there's nothing we could teach our sons that we can't teach our daughters. Just as raising a son, we recognize the importance of raising strong, independent women. And he also wrote in this article, he says, it's a very strange balancing act, growing up working with girls. I learned girls are more sensitive, have tender hearts, and you must have patience, love, and be a good listener. Now, we know that that doesn't just pertain to girls in this day and age, but I like the thought of that. My dad was a girl dad. Wow, he must have really had a time in that house. We lived in a two-bedroom house. There were four of us girls and my mother and father, and one of my sisters had a baby. So, what fun he must have had. And by the way, the baby was a girl. So what a joy he must have had. My assessment in today's world is that the roles are mixed. The genders, both genders work. Some dads are primary caretakers of the children. They're the nurturers because they're home with the children most of the time. Moms are being the providers. So we seem to be moving away somewhat from the treatment in raising males and females. We treat our young men, for the sake of what I'm saying about girls, we treat our boys to do dishes and other things too, make their beds, cook. Just as back in my day, the gentlemen, they didn't have to do all that stuff. That was our role. And it depends on what household you grew up in. But I like the fact that everyone is just everyone, because it kind of hints to that oneness that we talk about, being one in spirit. So today the term father, for some, it brings up all kind of feelings and emotions, and some of those feelings and emotions I recognize may not be warm and fuzzy. Times today are far from what times were in biblical days, where the male figure was the provider, the strength, the power in the house. We don't think so much today, do we? I don't know where that popped up from, but today it's much different. We work as a team for the most part. So, using the terminology father, it doesn't bring up the best image of that we say God, does it? Not always, because we have thus, well, some of us have thus far associated God as a figure outside of ourselves, that we don't have that deep connection. But you know what? One presence, one power. I like the thought of that. One presence, one power. Divine energy, activity, and movement of spirit is in us. And that's what I like to hold on to. That's what I choose to believe. We were in Walk the Talk. What do you choose to believe? If you still want that outside, that's fine. That's where you are. But oh, take some time to think about it. That presence and that power, we believe, is in you. And it's not in you as a passive thing, it's active. And if we take time to get a little still and listen to that voice, whatever it is we need, wisdom, peace. I've had people tell me all the time, I just need some peace. I wish I could just tell them, just sit down and turn within. I could tell you all that, but you know, I can't go out and tell everyone that. What you need is in you as that one presence and that one power, that spirit that's alive, moving, and well in you today. So we have to look beyond words and their modern meanings, just as we have to look beyond the appearances to the truth. This one small phrase, Our Father, of the Lord's Prayer, it's a connector telling us that we are all created by and loved by and have the presence moving in and throughout us by the one creator, that one power, which makes the entire human race what? Brothers and sisters. We're one in the truest sense of the word. Jesus was trying to convey to us in terms that people would understand during his time about the relationship, the high importance of one that exceeds human understanding. We say we're created and made in the image and in the likeness of God. That's addressing our true nature. We're spiritual beings. And yes, I'm going to use the term Father. I think of that as in me. Yeah. In me as my supporter, my cheerleader, my nurturer, all the love there is in the universe is that is in me. So I wanted to talk a little bit about strength. After all, that is the title of the lesson, Strength of the Father. And when we look up, I know growing up, my father, I was in awe. He could open cans that my mother couldn't even begin to get. And when I needed monetary things, my father was the figure to go to because he was the provider. Now, we all know when you stubbed your toe or whatever, you went to who? But in us are both of those factors, male and female. Because we're not talking about a physical being, we're talking about activity of spirit. We're talking about movement. We're talking about that that sustains us. We're talking about an idea that is embedded in us to be the best that we can be. I looked up strength, and strength, it can apply to anyone bringing up a child. David Hasselbeck and Cher Holton's book, Power Up, they wrote, strength is the ability to endure. That's all of us, right? Strength is the ability to stay the course. That's to be persistent, to persevere. And we call it looking through the appearance to the truth of the matter. Strength is based on, and this is what I like, it says strength is based on ideas, truths, principles, and laws that are divine in nature. So we use strength to be persistent in being the best person or Christ that we can be, right? We all know physical strength. We exercise our muscles. We need to turn within to our hearts and gain the experience that we can gain from exercising that muscle. Strength is built on exercising faith, standing in truth. Strength is powerful. It's more powerful than physical strength. Do you believe that? To stand in your truth can be more powerful than physical strength. So not only fathers, we are called to embody strength in all aspects of our lives. Physically, emotionally, spiritually. Just as Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, co-founders of Unity, taught, strength comes from our connection to the divine source. It comes through our faith, our commitment to living in alignment with our highest values, that we can truly embody strength in its purest form. So not only fathers, but mothers. I'm talking here today, I'd like to think of Father's Day and Mother's Day as Nurturer's Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are tasked with providing strength to support the youth of today. What kind of example are you setting? We're a parent figure, guiding our youth with love, with wisdom through life's challenges, letting them grow. We're growing, right? The Father in us, the Spirit in us, the divinity in us is giving us an opportunity to spread our wings and grow, to go out into the community, unconditional love, go out into the community as peace. This is what we're tasked to do. This is a role for us, not only for our fathers, and I don't want to take anything away from the fathers that are here today. But we all are a part of this universal upbringing. We're all a part of this universal uplifting of those who we are given charge of here in the universe. Is there someone that you're exposed to? Any children? Yeah, I know the answer is yes. Because we have nieces, nephews, cousins. We have a responsibility to show them what it is to be loved, to show them what it is to be wisdom, life, all the attributes of God. This is what we're here on this earth plane for, to support one another. And we talk about the child in each other. Have you hugged someone today? Have you said, "I love you," to someone today? Even if you didn't say it audibly, have you looked around at the faces among you today and thought, wow, what a community? So to make that connection, do your inner work. To make that connection with divine energy, to live authentically, to live with purpose, to be a presence for the youth of today. Anyone can be a father figure. Anyone can be a mother figure. Anyone can take on the role of being present for our youth. And they need that, don't they? Look at what they're hearing on television. They need someone to let them know that that's not the true way of life. We have to look through those appearances and show up for them. Show up for them as the peace and the strength that they may need. So commit yourself to cultivating inner strength through prayer and meditation. A deep connection. These are the examples we need to set for generations to come. So my Father's Day wish, my Father's Day prayer for all of you carrying out the role of a father figure, be you male or female, be like the mighty oak tree, deeply rooted in faith and love, standing tall and unwavering in the face of life's challenges. Lead with compassion and empathy. Act with courage and love from the inside out. That's my prayer for everyone, not only in this chapel, but going beyond the doors of this chapel this morning. Spreading light, letting everyone in my path and your path know you are made in the image and likeness of the One. So in preparation for meditation, first of all, I want to affirm the Lord's Prayer. Then, in going into meditation, as we settle down, I want to read something to you that I found by James Dillard Freeman. So I want you to take a deep breath and to bring yourself into this present moment as we affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And so as you settle into this moment right now, she take a deep breath. We know that this day is generally labeled for the male figures in our lives. But we're all nurturers. And in following the path of Jesus Christ, looking through appearances, standing in strength against all adversities, spreading unconditional love and joy. James Dillard Freeman wrote, "There was one who showed us what we might be, what height of fulfillment, what depth of compassion, what breadth of understanding might be ours if we were all that we might be. Ours to love with a love that excludes none, but gives itself to all. To have a sense of right values, placing spiritual things first, yet using spiritual powers to transform the physical world. To be master of self and superior to circumstance. To be humble of spirit, yet conscious of eternal worth. To be at peace, yet to be a center of energy. The one we all might be." This is our journey. Moving into our heart region this morning. Experiencing the oneness of all. Breathing in and breathing out, moving into that presence, into that energy. Feeling the love that encompasses the universe and moves in and throughout us all. We are so grateful this morning. We're grateful to be able to take time apart, to be able to rest and trust and to know and to be what we were created to be. Breathe in and we breathe out and we take a moment to ourselves. A moment to experience that presence and that power. Moving through every fiber of our being presence, one power. And we are a part of that wholeness. So we take a moment and breathe in and breathe out and pause. Just being the spiritual being we were created to be. Right here, right now, in this moment. Dear God, we're so grateful this morning. We're grateful that we know what we are. We're grateful that we can come onto this earth plane and display the attributes of you, dear God, as Creator, as Father of all, as energy activity that is forever moving within us. And we know that creativity is alive in us right here, right now. And we thank you for it. We thank you in the name of the Christ consciousness in us, as us, expressing out into the universe. And for this and all things, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It is so, and so it is. Amen. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, I want you to think on this affirmation. Divine creativity is alive in me. All that we need is in us, waiting to be acknowledged, waiting for us to open to it. Divine creativity is active in me. Affirm that too with me together. Divine creativity is active in me. And we want to share this with someone. We want them to know what they are. We want them to know that in them is greatness. And so turn to someone and let's affirm this using you together. Divine creativity is alive in you. Right here, right now. And guess what? You can carry it with you as you leave the chapel today. And as a sense of community, let's affirm this affirmation for us together. Divine creativity is alive in us. And we claim that right here, right now, to be the truth of our being. Thank you.
Guitar picks are funny, they just disappear. Don't know where they go, but they never come back. So, wherever you were, just knowing you. The Jewish religion had a series of names for God that each one of them addressed a certain strength that God would provide for us. I can't think of all the names, but probably anything that we need at any particular time would have its own name. And whatever that is, we have that with us at all times. So whatever it is we need, it just needs to be called forth, and we're never without it. So the songs I write, I kind of think of, I try to make them extensions of what God would say to us if he were down here. I tell my friends, oh, this is my version of going about my father's business. And I've played this song for you so many times, but I'm going to play it again because it just speaks in so many ways to us. And it is taken from a unity message that there's nowhere God is not, which is the name of the song. Science is searching for shining machines into each crevice of creation, singing songs of discovery between the heavens and the heavens, the sea below. What they are finding, we already know. There is no color, there is no cloud, there is no empty room, no roaring crowd, no conversation, no situation, no confrontation, no broken bow. No, there is nothing, nowhere, no hidden spot, there is no place God is not. Nowhere, no hidden spot. this God appears.